Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
This next guest, Michael, has got a very interesting topic. And, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, it affects everybody and everybody's family, and young and old.
It sure does. I'd like to today welcome to the show Andrew Italia. He's the facilitator for the Department of Learning and Development for Understanding Dementia and Alzheimer's at Alzheimer's Australia. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, the work you do in and around understanding dementia and Alzheimer's is really interesting. And tell us a little bit about that.
Part of my role is to go out to various health professionals and certainly talk about what dementia actually is, different forms of looking out for signs, symptoms, and more importantly, strategies to care for people with dementia and certainly trying to maintain quality of life for those people.
Andrew, can you tell us what the difference is between dementia and Alzheimer's?
Dementia is a term we use for the symptoms. So if someone's showing signs or certain symptoms such as memory problems, language issues, a loss of various skills and abilities, then after quite stringent testing and so forth, then there may be a diagnosis of dementia, but there are different forms of dementia. So Alzheimer's disease is a form of dementia. It is the most common, but there are well over 100 different forms of dementia.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Now, can dementia just happen in old people?
We know that the older we get, the higher the risk. In saying that, though, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's only left to the over 65s. We certainly know that people under 65 can get dementia.
Yeah.
People in their 30s, 40s, 50s.
From your perspective and the work that you do, is there something we should be doing as, you know, adults and humans much earlier on so we can kind of escape dementia? Or is it going to come anyway?
We're probably too late now.
No, it's never too late, Michael. I think at the end of the day, look, you're absolutely right. There are things that we can certainly do no matter how old we are.
Mm.
Now, I suppose it's important to point out there's nothing I'll say here that which I can say which will prevent us from getting dementia. However, we know that there are some really good risk reduction strategies, and keeping yourself mentally active and challenging our brains is extremely important. There's some fantastic research which does point out that if we do build further connections in our brain and challenge ourselves, increase the neurons in our brain, then what that does is give us, at the very least, I suppose, a chance of delaying the onset of getting dementia.
For people that are listening today that perhaps, you know, they have a friend or a family member that are showing signs of dementia, what can they do?
I think first and foremost, we know that if there are concerns, there are many things which could mimic dementia. So you want to get that family member to a GP just to see if there's something else which is causing those sorts of signs and symptoms.
Yeah.
Now, there may be some things which are well and truly solvable or curable, and that's fantastic. Now,
yeah.
On the other side, of course, if it is dementia, then the beauty of getting an early diagnosis is that there are forms of medication out there which won't cure, unfortunately, but certainly will delay the progression of their dementia, which is what we're after, at least giving that person a greater of quality in their lives for as long as possible.
Andrew, thank you very much for being on today's show. It's the work that you do out in the community and making people more aware of dementia and Alzheimer's is very important.
Yeah, and very important.
I know through the pages of Mind Food, you know, the stories that we do in and around the subject matter, we get a lot of feedback. So I'm sure today's interview would have helped many.
That's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me, gentlemen, and keep up the great work with Mind Food. I love it myself.
Fantastic. Oh, good on you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.